You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
March the 1st, 2021, Dr. Anthony Fauci, director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, is now saying we need to take a very close watch on a coronavirus variant recently found in New York. He said we're taking it very seriously. It has the ability to evade antibodies, and it's something we have to take very, very seriously. Now, they've got a name for it. They're calling it B26 as a New York variant, sometimes referring to as B1526. But anyway, they're saying this might actually be compromising folks that should be okay. And you know where they think this one originated? No, in this case, they're not saying China. They're suggesting that it might have come emerging first and an HIV/AIDS patient. So it bears watching and see what's going to happen. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, continues to be under assault by former staffers, women who claim that he was inappropriate, at the least, with him. Inappropriate questions. You ever had sex with an older man? Inappropriate touching. They did not blame him for leaning over and sniffing them like Joe Biden has done in the past with some women. But at the same time, now with two aides coming forward, the governor decided, I need to issue a statement. First of all, of course, denying all of it, and then says, I was just being playful, and maybe it got taken the wrong way, and if it made somebody feel bad, then I apologize. Well, I guess the women said, now you're apologizing after you were always going out of your way, according to them, to touch me on my lower back, my arms, my legs, to discuss playing strip poker. Again, these are their allegations. The governor, of course, is saying, well, we'll appoint a special counsel to take a look at it. But there's obviously linkage to the person handling and overseeing that. He's not a fool. He's going to make sure it's controlled still. And at the same time, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio, not a good friend of Cuomo anyway, and he's calling for a full investigation, saying if these are true, the governor's behavior was, quote, and I'm quoting Bill de Blasio, disgusting, creepy. It sickened me, the thought of a powerful man trying to take advantage of his power, intimidate a young woman. Just disgusting, creepy. Bill de Blasio. I'm sure that made Cuomo feel better, don't you think? Well, President Biden is supposed to have a virtual meeting later today, maybe underway as we speak, with the Mexican president, Obrador, trying to find a way to avoid the migrant crisis as the Biden administration has been rolling back Trump immigration policies. They're considering maybe a new Bracero-type immigrant labor program that could bring 600,000 to 800,000, 600,000 to 800,000 Mexican and Central American immigrants to the states on a yearly basis, working legally in the U.S. Now, this has been used before, shortly after World War II, when we had a shortage of workers in the field. So they're going to consider that. In the meantime, the Homeland Security Secretary, Alejandro Mayorkas, urging migrants thinking of coming to the U.S. to wait. We're going to build a new immigration system. And he insists there's no crisis at the border. He's an idiot. Of course, there's a crisis at the border. It's going to get worse. In fact, he claims that the previous administration, the Trump administration, according to him, has had, quote, no planning done to protect frontline personnel of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. Trump was always defending them and fighting for them. You guys were the ones saying, come on. By the way, the Biden administration not going to release any White House virtual visitor logs. So much for transparency, right? Donald Trump over the weekend told the gathered CPAC members, we're not going to start a third party. That's fake news. Congressman Jim Jordan told the same group, Trump is the leader of the conservative movement. Former ambassador and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who was kind of speaking out against Trump last week after watching him at CPAC, is kind of changing her tune, realizing the liberal media wants a GOP civil war. Not going to happen. And she's trying to buddy up to Trump even as I speak. And Governor Gavin Newsom in L.A. facing a recall, got caught again inside a restaurant that's off limits to everyone else. The rule is for you, for thee, not me.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Most of us are taking precautions to avoid COVID in public, but what are you doing to make sure your home is free of COVID? Wellington Environmental is the answer. And here's the great news. Wellington's average cost to professionally treat a home, less than $300. Less than $300. And the cost for treating most offices, not much higher. Be ready to copy a phone number to get on the schedule as soon as possible. First, let me remind you, if you want your own professional fogging device, Wellington sells them, priced $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors, save $100. If you want your home or office professionally disinfected by Wellington, here's the number, 314-644-4930. Again, get on the schedule early, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington, Wellington Environmental. I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Love and happiness. Something's going wrong. Someone's on the phone. 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. Talking about how she can make it right. Yeah.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now more than ever is the time for tough, strong, and energetic Republican leaders who have spines of steel. We need strong leadership. We cannot have leaders who show more passion for condemning their fellow Americans than they have ever shown for standing up to Democrats, the media, and the radicals who want to turn America into a socialist country.
So says Donald Trump over the weekend in Florida at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference Committee. He's back. He's never really been gone. He's not in office anymore. But he's already indicating, I'll be here for you. I will help fight for you. We're not going to walk away from this. He has not said specifically that he will run in 2024. But the influence he could have on the midterm elections, and even in 2024, even if he decides I don't want to run again, maybe put Donald Jr. up, or someone who has a little bit more political acumen and background at this point, with Donald second, Donald Jr. You know, I had broached this, I think, the other day. I was trying to recall when I actually had it, or I don't know, maybe I did it in one of my dreams. I dream about doing this program on a constant basis. I do. When I go to sleep, I'm still kind of looking through the phone for any story I might want to add and sound bites so I can kind of get ahead, and then that's how I begin my morning. I try to make sure I get my prayers in first, because I don't want to get bogged down with things of this world and forget that it's really important. But the bottom line is, I'd been kind of considering, you know, Senator Warnock, Ralph Warnock of Georgia, is only fulfilling a 2-year term. He is one of the senators, of course, that won in Georgia. And that brought the Democrat numbers in the Senate to 50. 50 Republicans, 50 Democrats. Rules call for, Constitution calls for, if there's a tie vote in the Senate, the deciding vote will be cast by the VP, which would be Democrat Kamala Harris. And I had been saying, what if Donald Trump decided he's got more than enough time, so it doesn't look like he did it just for that purpose, but you'd know why he would do it. Why not establish a residency in Georgia? And in 2022, run against Warnock for that Senate seat. Clearly Trump would win, unless there's going to be some fudging with the ballots, so forth and so on. I know some of you are saying, Larry, there you go again. You're saying he did not win, that Biden did not really win. It was rigged. Well, I can say that as much as I want, because I have heard from the left for 4+ years that Trump didn't win. So do not tell me I can't say that. But let's say that Trump does that, and he wins then. Now he becomes a senator. Would he want to step down from president to senator? Well, here's the ultimate game plan. Then the next two years from that, he runs again as the president, for the president, I should say. And he surely would win. I'm convinced he will if we get the election squared away and get rid of some of the integrity issues we had this last time. And certainly don't have free-for-all mail-in balloting and changing voting rules in the midst of the election. And then a Republican would be appointed to fill the 4 years of his term. Or they'd maybe Georgia decide to hold a special election. I don't know. But it's just something to think about. You know, why not? Why not just play around stuff? I beg your pardon? What did you say? No, I was not drinking Jack when I came up with that idea. I don't think I was. But here's something Trump made very clear at the CPAC meeting, and they loved it. He's chumming the water. Chumming the water is when you're out and you're trying to get some sharks to come around. Big predator fish of some type. Why not a shark? You start throwing in bits and pieces of fish and blood guts dumped in, and they'll just start bringing sharks to you. Want to chum the water for them to come in. Well, he did that with the CPAC members as he began to hit at the GOP members who have not been supportive of him and his administration and are not supported to this day.
Instead of attacking me and, more importantly, the voters of our movement, top establishment Republicans in Washington should be spending their energy in opposing Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, and the Democrats. I've said to some of them, I said, during the Obama years and now during Biden, if you spent the same energy on attacking them, you'd actually be successful, as you do on attacking me in many cases.
Yeah, he's right. He's right. They know where he was going with that. And if there's any doubt at all of his intent and where it goes from here, Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, said, make no mistake about it, and Trump's still the man.
They don't like someone who actually came to the town and took on the swamp. They don't like someone who actually comes to that town and fights for all of us. No president, look, I'm getting old now, I'm 57. No president in my lifetime has done more of what they said they would do than President Trump did during his 4 years as our president.
That's right. We got the wall built along Mexico border, our U.S.-Mexico border. No, Mexico did not pay for it directly. I know some are saying, well, I thought Mexico would pay for it. But they've been paying for it indirectly. And it's not completed, of course. And Biden doesn't appear that we're going to rush forward. In fact, we got gaping holes, and the material is sitting right there on the ground. It's already been bought and paid for U.S. tax dollars. It just needs to be put in place, but Biden has shut all that down. But in addition to that, Trump was cutting taxes, got Supreme Court justices appointed, slash regulations, got the economy, the best economy in 50 years, lowest unemployment for black Americans and women. Well, Donald Trump didn't just stop talking in general terms about these GOP members. If you'd done more for me instead of being against me, we might have all been better off for it. Donald Trump, and I like this, and the analogy I'm going to use, it may upset some people, so be it. It's my programming, do what I want. Right, Quentin? Quentin says yes. If you come looking for me, you have to go through Quentin. Quentin stands around 7'4", 390 pounds of all muscle. He will fill a double door. You just try to come to me. Quentin, stand by the door. Donald Trump decided to play Godfather Mafia, basically, and he put out a hit list. That's the way I'm calling it. Listen to the response of the crowd as Donald Trump, appearing in front of CPAC, begins to give out a hit list of GOP members who were, you must sleep with the fishes.
The Democrats don't have grandstanders like Mitt Romney, Little Ben Sass, Richard Burr, Bill Cassidy, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Pat Toomey. And in the House, Tom Rice, South Carolina, Adam Kinzinger, Dan Newhouse, Anthony Gonzalez, that's another beauty, Fred Upton, Jamie Herrera Butler, Peter Meyer, John Katko, David Valadao, and of course the warmonger, a person that loves seeing our troops fighting, Liz Cheney. How about that? The good news is, in her state, she's been censured, and in her state, her poll numbers have dropped faster than any human being I've ever seen. So hopefully they'll get rid of her with the next election. Get rid of them all.
Get rid of them all. Cheney in particular at the end. And you heard him mention Congressman Adam Kinzinger of Illinois. Get rid of him too, Republican. He did not call out by name in that hit list, as I'm calling it. He did not call out the name of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. But he did make a note that Trump had helped save McConnell's Senate seat in Kentucky because he did give him an endorsement and said voters need to remember I gave it to him to help him out. You think McConnell would remember? And the other day, another name he did not use, which he might have if she hadn't kind of turned the corner in a hurry, former ambassador and former South Carolina governor Nikki Haley. Now, just a couple of weeks ago, she was trashing Trump about his comments that took place for the January 6th storming of the Capitol. Well, Sunday night, just a mere couple of hours after Trump had addressed CPAC in his first public appearance and speech since leaving the White House January 20, Nikki Haley, who had criticized Trump, now wrote in a tweet, "Strong speech by President Trump about the winning policies of his administration and what the party needs to do to unite behind moving forward. The liberal media wants a GOP civil war. Not going to happen." Oh, listen. Nikki Haley is smart. I didn't like her comment the other day. I thought that could cost her. She's already said, okay, let's butter the correct side of the bread. That's what she's doing. And then you've got those who are saying that maybe we'll just have to have a whole new party, that Trump will form a whole new party. Well, Donald Trump says, you can turn your back on that idea.
And I want you to know that I'm going to continue to fight right by your side. We will do what we've done right from the beginning, which is to win. We're not starting new parties. You know, they kept saying, he's going to start a brand new party. We have the Republican Party. It's going to unite and be stronger than ever before. I am not starting a new party. That was fake news. Fake news, no. Wouldn't that be brilliant? Let's start a new party and let's divide our vote so that you can never win. No, we're not interested in that.
No, we're not. And you know what? The Washington Times, at the Conservative Political Action Conference, conducted a straw poll. They announced the result after the conference on the final day. A barometer of which candidates are most popular among conservative voters. Trump included as a 2024 presidential candidate. 55% of the vote of those attending CPAC. 55%. Florida Governor DeSantis came in second with 21%, way behind. And third place, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, 4%. If you take Trump out of that poll, DeSantis took a wide lead among all the other 2024 contenders, 43%, Noem 11%, Donald Trump Jr. 8%. 7 in 10 CPAC attendees said they want to see Trump run for president again in 2024. 7 in 10. Only 15% say they don't want him to. No, it's going to happen. By the way, Joe Biden, President Biden, where's Elmo? Where's Biden? Listen to this story coming up.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I think he's getting on a plane. He told me last, he came in to see me last event. And representatives Shirley Jackson Lee, Al Green, Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinelli, Pinnell, and what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here.
I'm sorry. What am I doing here? Well, Joe Biden, you're in Texas. You went down there to see for yourself the deep freeze issues. Of course, it's over now, but he went down to check on it. That's okay. You know, when the president goes to a scene of a disaster area, nothing changes except that you have to resort. Yeah, I should say you had to redirect resources to protect and prepare for the president while he's there. That's why sometimes the president's better off not to go in right away. And, of course, if you remember Bush flying over at Katrina and New Orleans looking down there, look at him, he's flying through his jet, he won't come down here. Well, because if he went down there, it's going to take away people that are needed to get people saved, rescued, and back on their feet. So Biden didn't disturb anything by going there, but apparently he was disturbed. He was trying to recall and name, he's naming someone like Congresswoman Shirley Jackson Lee. That's Sir Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee. And then Lizzie Pinelli. Pinnell. I want you to hear it again. I want you to hear that last little remark. What am I doing here?
I think he's getting on a plane. He told me last, he came in to see me last event. And representatives Shirley Jackson Lee, Al Green, Sylvia Garcia, Lizzie Pinelli, Pinnell, and what am I doing here? I'm going to lose track here.
What am I doing here? All right. You need to know this. He was at the Eisenhower Executive Office Building, and when he finished his remarks, he was going to go over and talk to some of the medical personnel, and they had masks on. He didn't. He got a thumbs up for his remarks from Dr. Anthony Fauci wearing not one but two masks. And Kamala, the vice president, was there. And she's saying, where's your mask? Where's your mask? And he said, oh, my mask. He went back to the podium to get it. I didn't even bother letting you hear all that sound. It was pretty much the way I told you. I wouldn't make it up. Can't make up some of this stuff. But I was sympathized with on that. I'm walking into a grocery store yesterday, and I get halfway to the door, like, oh, crats, got to go back and get the mask. Now, remember, I got one in my hip pocket. I always try to carry one in the hip pocket just for that reason. But then when I'm coming out of the store, there's a lady that's rushing past me. I can tell she's in a hurry to get in the store, and I don't see anything. She's going by. She doesn't have a mask on. And she gets right as the sliding doors come open. You could just see her stop in her tracks like, oh, my God. And went racing back to her car. And she's parked next to me. And she's getting in. I said, oh, you forgot your mask, didn't you? She said, yes, I did. I was at another place of business the other day, and I had to get kind of close to the employee to kind of see what they were doing because they were printing some stuff for me. And the person was very respectful, very helpful and everything, but a little fearful. I said, you need to back off over there. Okay. So I have a question for you, and if you want to lie to me, you go ahead. If you want to lie to your family, if you want to just say, I did not do that, and no one can prove it, and if no one can prove it, then you're going to get away with it. And that is, the question is, are you going to be truthful? The question is, did you watch the Golden Globes last evening? You did or you did not? If you watched it and I say breastfeeding, you know what I'm talking about. If you didn't watch the Golden Globes, you have no idea what I'm doing. You think I'm going off the deep end again. Well, that might happen. But Rob Reiner has some remarks for the Golden Globes also coming up about Trump.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So Rob Reiner was talking on MSNBC Sunday about Donald Trump, and I'm going to let it run for a little bit because, I mean, you know, let a fool have his fun. I have no problem with that. I mean, that's why sometimes you pay the money. You want to see the fool. Here's Rob Reiner.
Director and co-founder of the Committee to Investigate Russia. Rob, great to see you again. Welcome to the Sunday Show.
Nice to see you, Jonathan.
All right. CPAC has been happening all week. Donald Trump's going to speak today. How do you see it?
To me, Donald Trump is the greatest gift to the Democratic Party you could ever have. There was a very famous quote by Rick Wilson. He wrote a book, and it was called Everything Trump Touches Dies. And his whole life, whether it's his businesses or his political career, he is a loser. And ultimately, he lost the White House. He was impeached twice. He lost the Senate. He lost the House. He lost two seats in Georgia. And to me, the Republican Party is being consumed and taken over by this, false idol. And then, you talk about a false idol. You see that golden statue moved into CPAC. I mean, they're bowing down to a false idol.
You'll remember this. This is from Meathead, from Archie Bunker. There was a golden statue of Trump at CPAC, and there were some folks that were kind of around it, and they were kind of having a little fun as if they were on their knees praying to it. It was all fake, but it got picked up and treated like it was a main event. That's what they were basically doing, just having a little fun in that sense. So the Golden Globes did take place last night. And comedians Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, kicking off the 78th Golden Globes on an awkward note by mocking the organization. She said at the top of that NBC broadcast, Tina Fey, even with stupid things, inclusivity is important. See, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is facing criticism following a report it has no black voters among its 87 members. The most elite organization in Hollywood that tells us that we must be inclusive has 87 members and not one of them black? And they're preaching to the world as to what we have to do? Well, I'm for equality, obviously. But what gets me is, again, their hypocrisy. Don Lemon Fruitcake, are you watching the hypocrisy of your Democrats in this? Did you were so big about trying to call out Trump supporters and, quote, hypocrisy, reference a Capitol Hill event. Did you think about calling out the Hollywood Foreign Press at any point? Apparently not. But it's been a joke in the entertainment industry by excluding real journalists, although I don't know what that means anymore now, from its ranks, and allowing members to accept studio perks, gifts, overseas junkets, but they're not going to include any blacks. They don't get that kind of treatment. Tina Fey said the organization is made up of around 90 international, no black journalists who attend movie junkets each year in search of a better life. So let's see what these European weirdos nominated this year. In fact, they also said that that group is around 90 members. Some of them actually might be ghosts. Later in the broadcast, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association apologized on air for the lack of black people. The vice president said, quote, black representation is vital. We must have black journalists in our organization. They just now woke up because the Hollywood elites allowed this to happen all this time. And the Hollywood Foreign Press Association president said, we look forward to a more inclusive future. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's been called out. And, of course, in the meantime, you got actress, left-wing activist Jane Fonda. She also was pushing for more diversity. More diversity during the Golden Globes. Did a shout-out to Stacey Abrams from Georgia's documentary about voter suppression. But otherwise, she stayed pretty clear of politics. But she did say there's a story. Now, Fonda's 83 years old. She was there to present the Cecil B. DeMille Award for Lifetime Achievement. To accept it, I should say. That's the eighth time she's gotten it. And she added, there's been a story we've been afraid to hear about ourselves in our industry, a story about which voices we respect and elevate and which we tune out. Who's at the table? Who's kept out of the room? So let us all make an effort to expand that tent so that everyone rises and gets a chance to be seen and heard. You know what gets me about this, folks? And yeah, they should do this, but I'm thinking they're the ones running around shouting all the time inclusivity. And they have ignored the one that's right in their face being race. Now, you may not know someone by their religion. Some say, well, you might tell from the name, you might. You might tell if they have a cross around their neck or a Star of David, you might, okay. But the race is right in your face, and you don't recognize that when you hold these meetings every year that, hey, look at all of us lily white people sitting in here. Really? And you're just now woke? And yet you're shouting and demanding, and I'm waiting. I think what we need to do now is we're going to have to, let's push them to adopt transgender inclusivity too. Let's do that. Make them eat their own words and live what they're trying to shove onto us. Oh, by the way, Aaron Sorkin, screenwriter, director, got an award for his Netflix movie, The Trial of the Chicago 7. And I will tell you, it's entertaining, engaging, and, you know, I'm not going to try to get into the history of it and the factual misrepresentations that you might find in it. But he then, in taking his award, stated, "Democracy is not something you believe in or a place to hang your hat. It's something you do. You participate. If you stop doing it, democracy crumbles." And I don't need any more evidence than January 6th to agree with this. That's a slam at Republican conservatives who were never near the Capitol on that date, or who were there but did not take part in what took place inside the Capitol. And you know who he's quoting? Late left-wing activist Abby Hoffman. Now, there's something else that happened at the Globes. This was an advertisement titled "Stream of Lactation." This was on network television during the Golden Globes Sunday evening, this ad running. There are women, of course, that if they're out in public with a newborn and the baby needs to be fed, you know, and if they're nursing, they got to help do it. But the mother may not be able to get up and leave immediately, and they often will drop a towel over something to kind of protect, you know, the image of their breast while they feed their child. I mean, it's a natural thing. It's nothing that, you know, but some people just go berserk when it happens. And there are women who are exhausted because they're trying to nurse their babies. They don't really get the sleep they need, and they have some problems, and then maybe they want to stop. And the ad did, to that extent, I did not see it. I'm just looking at some comments on it, and because he's using it to promote a new line of breastfeeding accessories. But talking about women who are having a hard enough time getting enough milk for the baby and, you know, am I a bad mom if I stop now? You know, and that's a real issue for women and for the baby. I mean, it's not that easy. And some women just can't, or they do some and then they can't and they want to do it and they feel bad and there's some postpartum depression sets in. It's a very real thing. But so I think if nothing else out of the Golden Globes, while it might have been still offensive to some people, I think that was a worthy thing. Because women should not be made to feel ostracized if they can't breastfeed their child. And of course, when and how becomes the issue, and certain protocols are accepted in some areas that aren't in other areas, so maybe there was some good that came out of the program. I should also tell you, by the way, we have launched our YouTube channel. We've been trying to get it up and running a little faster. But I made some comments today about what you can now see, and I used the phrase, now maybe we'll focus and get a little bit more whistles and cowbells. More cowbell? You know what I'm talking about? Some do. Stand by, please.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The Washington Post is one of the fact checkers. It has a guy by the name of Glenn Kessler, who's a fact-checking politicians for a living. And Trump the other day was blasting Biden for continued school closings during his speech to CPAC in Florida. And this Washington Post fact-checker, Glenn Kessler, said sarcastically, Trump complaining about kids not back in schools yet? Who was president a month ago? Many rushed in to remind him, yes, a month ago, Biden was in office. Here's a Washington Post fact checker who's going to do his best to try to do something to damage Trump. And there you have it, right? Now, I also had mentioned earlier in news and commentary what happened in L.A., in California, I should say. Gavin Newsom, the governor, the one who's gotten all these restrictions all over his state, posted a video on TikTok telling folks how they can get vaccinated. He did it while standing inside a restaurant that is off limits to everyone else in the California city of Fresno. Here's Governor Newsom, along with celebrity chef George Lopez, both wearing masks, talking about coronavirus vaccines. And it was first on Governor Newsom's TikTok account, and then, of course, immediately other social media platforms picked it up. And here's, once again, Governor Newsom standing in the middle of a place that is supposed to be closed. But he's there doing what he can to attack. See, again, it's just reminiscent, isn't it, of how these folks deal and what they do to punish everyone else. So I mentioned to you a moment ago that we have been in the process of launching, and it's getting up speed. We're still kind of, it's on air. You can go to it now. In fact, Quentin just told me he just posted today's monologue, right? Today's monologue is now on Larry Connors USA YouTube channel. Larry Connors USA YouTube channel. And we're getting more and more folks watching, and, you know, it's a slow growth thing, and I'm not overly concerned about it. Just thought we'd try another venue. Some folks, I mean, in fact, for those of you watching, you could see me now, and you notice that I've gotten really built up some big muscles. That's why I'm not wearing a shirt anymore. I'm just doing the program without a shirt because I want to kind of flex my muscles a little bit for you. So you'll see it in the monologue. I don't know. Sometimes Quentin might do some digital putting clothes back on me. I don't know, but the muscles are real. I mean, they're not digitized. But anyway, so I put up a post at Larry Connors USA and other sources today that, you know, you can subscribe. You can subscribe and get it sent direct to your mailbox every day, free. We do not sell your information or share it with a third party. But it's a way for you to stay in touch with the program on a constant basis. And in doing so, I point out that we're trying to make things available for you like this in a different way, and that you might certainly enjoy just going and watching the YouTube posting and watching the program that way. And it has a picture of me as well, and I did point out that we have finished relocating the studio, so now we're working up at dressing up the YouTube presentation. Now, I've been the one undressing with my shirt, so I can flex my muscle, but I guess I won't do that anymore after today. And I add that my first concern, in addition to dressing up a YouTube presentation, my first concern is always quality content. I want to make sure we have good quality content. And I add in that remark that after we have quality content, because that's really the purpose here, is not to flex my muscle and show how handsome I am, and although I'm still working at that part as well. And for folks who will say, I miss you on TV, I say, well, you can watch me now on YouTube, do the program. Maybe not the way you thought you were going to watch me, but you can. And I add to that that now that we have content, now we can deal more with whistles and more cowbell. More cowbell. And I added a question, and I've been getting some interesting responses asking, for those of you who understand what the reference is to cowbell, you'll get it. That was a comedy sketch that aired Saturday Night Live in April 2000. And it was a recording documentary series, Behind the Music, fictionalized recording of a song, The Reaper, by the Blue Oyster Cult. More cowbell could stand in for anything that if you're missing something. So if you need more cowbell, you need to be watching and subscribing to Larry Connors USA YouTube. Thanks for joining us. Remember our pledge, one nation, under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.